London has elected a new mayor.
My name is Sadiq Khan, and I'm the mayor of London.
He was sworn in today as mayor of Europe's biggest city, and his biography is also making headlines around the world. He is the son of Pakistani immigrants. His father was a bus driver, his mother a seamstress, and yes, he is the first Muslim mayor of a major Western capital city. We wanted to hear more about him and the election, so we go now to NPR's Lauren Freyer, who's in London. Lauren, hello. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle.
So tell us a little bit more about Khan and how people are reacting to his win, which was by large margins.
Sadiq Khan's story is really very typical of a diverse city like London. One of eight children, his family, an immigrant family, grew up in public housing, Pakistani immigrant parents. He became a human rights lawyer. He was elected to parliament and now has been elected mayor. He is a Muslim, just like one in eight Londoners. I went down to Brick Lane, an ethnically diverse street in East London, to gauge reaction, and I met a bearded Muslim man, Saj Khan, no relation to the new mayor. Here's what he had to say.
My father came in the 60s. You know, he was a labourer. He worked in a bakery 12 hours a day, 7 days a week sometimes. It's a very UK story. All across the UK you'll find sons and daughters of Pakistani immigrants who are in high-profile jobs, who work very well. They're doctors, they're nurses, they're engineers, they're everything. You know, all my friends, everyone I know. So that's not anything significant. It's policies that matter.
Michelle, that's a Londoner of Pakistani descent, but I heard the very same thing from white Londoners whose families have been here for generations. This is one of the most cosmopolitan cities in the world. In fact, more than a third of Londoners are foreign-born.
So I'd like to hear more about Khan's plans, but I just want to spend a few more minutes on the race itself. The Guardian newspaper called this one of the most rancorous British elections in recent years. So tell us a little bit more about that, if you would, the tone of the race, and what were some of the things that caused the Guardian to say that?
Khan's closest contender was really a man who's his polar opposite in a lot of ways, Zach Goldsmith, the son of a billionaire financier. He and Khan are like the two faces of London, so immigrant and blue blood, both members of parliament from opposing parties. And the campaign really got rancorous when Goldsmith tried to link Khan to extremists. His campaign put out leaflets calling Khan dangerous. The implication was that a Muslim couldn't keep London safe from possible Islamic terrorism. But the public really didn't buy it, and that actually offended a lot of people.
So what are some of Sadiq Khan's policy proposals?
His number one policy proposal is housing. Numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. London has some of the most expensive housing in the world. The average house price here is $750,000. And Khan has promised to build more housing and also to build more affordable housing. He also promises to freeze public transit fare prices. He says he'll tackle the capital's inequality. Today at his swearing in, he said he wants to ensure that all Londoners get the opportunities that this city gave him when he was younger.
That's NPR's Lauren Freyer with us from London. Lauren, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.